is good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time is
all right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Sherry Jackson. And a quick note, I want to also thank Julie for nudging Chris on a regular basis to get that song by Tom Petty on there. I really appreciate that, and thank you very much, Julie. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments for Sherry Jackson. Sherry, let me ask you, I want to touch just for a moment on the political campaign. I don't know whether you've been following it or not, but, you know, Ron Paul has been up there talking about the Federal Reserve, and he's been asked the questions on mainstream TV several different times, and he's talking about, you know, if he's in, the income tax is gone. Have you noticed any chatter down in your neck of the woods about this? More of an awakening as far as what's happening here with the Internal Revenue Service?
Well, not because of the campaign, more because of the Freedom to Fascism movie, and me and others are getting the movie out. You see people that know Ron Paul and know who he is, and you see a lot of people that don't, and that's because the media has been very effective in keeping silent about him. So the people around here know about Freedom to Fascism, and because people are starting to have to come out of their comfort zone because they're losing their houses and they can't pay their bills, now the boat is being rocked for them. Before, they didn't want to rock the boat, but now it's being rocked for them, so they're coming around for answers. What's going on? Why is this? Sherry, you told me 2 years ago that we had a housing problem. Now, look, I can't pay my mortgage. What should I do? And because of that, and because of the efforts of a lot of people, the movie's getting out. I've heard that it's been shown at a couple of medium-sized churches. And you know, people want to know what's going on right now. So, as of this year and 2007, people are becoming more aware. That's because, you know, it's coming to their front door. Before it was at their front door, they didn't care.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, is that unless it affects them, and I've said this for so long, Sherry, that unless, you know, for example, the police, unless they knock on your door and taser you 10 times, you know, if they taser your neighbor, you don't care. Now, the difference between us, you, me, and a number of the patriots out there is because it has affected us and we care. But most of the American public are so busy with their entertainment, and you have to give the other side credit for the propaganda that they give out, because they've made it so easy, and they've distracted people with such so many forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
And they've caused them to, you know, become too lazy to even pick up a book and read. It's easier for them to watch their favorite made up, you know, suit and tie pundit on TV and just parrot their opinion,
right,
than it is to go look for themselves.
Right, it definitely is. And I've got a lot of people saying, I don't care what the law says, I care what the IRS can do to me, and that's the bottom line.
Well, that's true, and I've heard that many times. I don't care what the law says, I care what the IRS can do to me. But that shows you that the culture, and I was on this topic, I was a guest on another host show the other day, and the subject of culture came up. And we're losing our way. I had Mark Weber on my show that brought up the same topic about our culture. Unlike, you know, the Philippines, or unlike, you know, England, or places that have a culture that goes back thousands of years, we are losing our culture because we have a serious immigration problem. We have people coming in from all over, and we've lost a sense of who we are. And we've also lost the backbone to stand up and fight for what it is that we believe. And herein lies the problem. Is that if you don't have enough, as John Sapler would say, enough boots on the ground to fight this enemy, they're going to win. In the mind of the IRS, they win by taking your money. But this is only one arm of a multi-armed giant. Okay, we'll be back in three. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. My special guest, Sherry Jackson, folks. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got more when we get back. Stick with us.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Still hearing the music here. I'm back, guys. Okay, there we go. Faded out. I got an email during the break, Sherry, and I'm sure you've probably heard this, that PayPal is now starting to turn over all their financial information to the IRS. So there's no place to hide. If you want to do a transaction, you're going to pay them or you're going to be in trouble. Have you heard anything about that one, Sherry? Are we here? Hello, guys.
You hear me? I'm here.
Yes. Okay.
Hear
I didn't hear anything there for a while. Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you now.
Okay. I was telling you, yeah, I just heard about the PayPal situation. A lot of people are frustrated, and unfortunately, a lot of people are leaving the country. I have next-door neighbors that just moved to South America. What they said was this is a police state. They could not stand the Hillary Clinton presidency, and they feel like she's already been selected. And they left. They left in November to go move to South America. And so many other people have decided that, you know, enough is enough and it's gone too far and they've gone to different places. I don't know what that's going to help or not, but we've lost, we're losing about 300,000 people a year, and these are the people with money. And then we've got other people who are illegally coming over here. And if they really wanted to stop this illegal immigration, they could stop it, but they don't want to because they want to water down the milk. How do you bring down the most powerful country in the world? you water them down. You let people come over here and take jobs, and you send other jobs overseas, and you make every town has Walmart as the biggest store, and all the small local people, which I would support, end up going out of business. This is what's happening in this country, and we're not paying attention. Everybody, I don't like going to Walmart. As a matter of fact, in the last 2 years, I think I've been twice. Because I feel like, you know, this country needs to wake up. People need to look at history because history is repeating itself.
Well, I'll tell you what. I could go into the little comment about immigration because I took a trip down to Mexico a couple months ago to look around. I did a report on it. And I have to tell you, there are more freedoms down there than there are here. And you can feel it. You can sense it in the people, the culture, you can watch it happen. I mean, there are some things that happen down there. For example, you know, down in a little town square in one of these little towns, if a guy walks into a bar and buys a drink, he can walk out, walk down the street with his drink, walk into another bar. You do that here, you're going to get arrested. you can light off a firecracker. Which I'm not saying that I agree with, but I'm saying it's a freedom that they have that we don't have. Anyway, listen, we got a couple of callers on the line here. You want to take some calls, Sherry?
Sure.
Let's go to first. We got George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Sherry. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Sherry? How you doing, Mike?
Good.
I'm fine.
Yeah, so you know, the thing is, my mom passed away 18 months ago. And, you know, the thing is, like, we're bound with the IRS because my parents built up a nice nest egg when they retired. And now the IRS wants to come in and take half of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, it's like with these people up in Congress, I'm like, who the hell gave you the authority to write yourself in my parents' will?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're fighting with the IRS because now we got to sell all the assets just to pay that estate tax because they don't have that in cash. And they just assess that by value. Am I right about that?
They try to take people's estates. I don't know what the dollar figure is, but people end up having to lose their farms and everything if they're not properly prepared. And one of the things that I do when I speak is I tell people how to actually set your assets up properly before, you know, the death occurs so that they won't have any of it. Because people like Mr. Walton, I believe when he died, as big as his estate was, they didn't have to pay any. People like the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and the Carnegies, they don't have to pay any because they know how to properly protect their assets.
Yes, another thing. I heard you turned your kids into sovereigns. You rescinded their Social Security contracts. Was that just to sort of like keep the Child Protective Services from trying to grab your kids?
Well, no, once I realized what the Social Security number is, which is really a slave surveillance number, I sent it back with a letter specially prepared, and they shred those cards. My children don't have bank accounts. They're not in any of these adhesion contracts. So nobody can say that they're getting benefits, therefore they have to pay the price. Yeah, we're suffering because my son doesn't drive. He's going to learn how to travel, and he doesn't have a job because they want a slave surveillance number. But we're working that out because he's opening his own business, and it won't be around here anywhere.
You're going to have to provide me with that documentation of how to do that, Sherry. all this research I've been doing, I mean, you know, that's
the just a letter that I got from somebody it was a very short letter, and I sent it back with the cards. Those are their cards, and they took them, and they wrote back and said they shredded them, and the children didn't have to use them. They had bank accounts. I closed those. Anything that has anything to do with their number, hopefully, I don't even remember those numbers anymore. When we applied to get a passport so we could go overseas, we put refused religious objection in there where the slave surveillance number is supposed to be.
Good. Okay, well, George, thank you so much for a call. We have a special caller up next. This lady is, and I believe you probably know her, she's got a show on RBN, Deanne Burley. Do you know Deanne Burley, Sherry?
Hi, Mike. It's a wonderful pleasure to be able to call in, and great show, Sherry. You're wonderful. You got to get this word out. I'm a former deputy clerk of a circuit court at Cook County, and this judicial system is a nightmare. And people are not realizing that their rights are being taken away as we speak.
Yes, they are.
And I think this thing with the taxation, you know, we got to get the people more alert. And shows like this with Michael and you, are, you know, it's wonderful to hear this. And I just called up to, you know, support you guys.
Well, thank you. And I'm hoping that it will be something that we can continue to do and we won't be censured and, you know, people like Michael won't be put off the air because of, you know, their free speech. I don't know how much longer it's going to last, but as long as the American people sit on their behinds and watch WWF SmackDown and American Idol and Survivor, then we're just not going to, I don't know what happened to the backbone. You know, and me as a black woman, I don't know what happened. The 60s, you know, we had Martin Luther King and the marches, mm-hmm. and nobody
well,
cares.
You know, speaking of that, you know, I'm African American, you know, and it's outrageous. You know, we got to wake our people up to what's going on because, you know, the basis of the tax dollar is coming out of the black community. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that these people are elected officials indeed, but they also hold us of fiduciary interest because they're our employees.
Well, I
and
think
they are
happened.
Robbing and stealing and raping us blind. And
right,
it won't
think...
stop until we wake people up.
Right. I would have thought that it would have been easier to talk to somebody black since we've already been through slavery. But, you know, and I tell them, everybody's a slave now. It doesn't matter. And see, what they continue to try to do is to keep us in a racially divisive state. But right now, all of us are slaves. And I'm having a hard time talking to black people because, you know, they feel like they're just getting to the point where they're getting somewhere. They're just getting to the point where they have a house and a decent salary. And I'm saying, well, no, you're in economic slavery. You're in economic slavery, and some of them listen, a lot of them don't. I've been pleased to see that there are some churches around here that have shown the Freedom to Fascism movie, and of course, when Joe Bannister and John Turner came to town, they got a chance to come to my church and got a chance to say a few words, and some people aren't scared, and some people won't back down.
Well, I'm not backing down out here in Illinois. I'm fighting it, and now you got people all around that have, you know, put up a great battle, white, black, and we need to all stand together because this country is being invaded. Our infrastructure of having homes is being just torn to shreds. In a minute, we won't even have banks. You know, they're going to collapse. As soon as the housing industry finishes collapsing, the banks will be the next on the meal trail here. And so I don't want to take up your time and all, but I just called in. And support, you know, you and also Mike here. And anyway, good night, all.
All right, thank you, Deanne. Appreciate the call. You know, Sherry, we've got callers calling in wanting to know. We lit them up, boy. Callers are wanting to know where they can get that info letter to opt out of the Social Security system.
Oh, it's not. That's not what it is. It's like all of us are old, and they have their tentacles in us. I mean, you know, we've been operating in that system for so long, but my children, they were young, and they've never been to public school. We had them in Christian school, and now they're homeschooled. And when they were younger, and I started finding out, let's see, year 2000 is when I started finding out. So by 2001, my son was 11, and my daughter was 9. So they hadn't really gotten infiltrated into the system. So I just wrote them a letter and said, here's this card back. We don't want it. They won't be using it. And the wording was, we cancel this contract and assumption. That's all it said. With you, the Social Security Administration, we cancel this contract and assumption for these children. When they get to be 18, if they want to get a slave surveillance number, they can get one.
Right.
And then they go back.
And they trick you. They trick you. I mean, you go in there as, you know, you have a child as a mother and you sign a birth certificate and then they turn around and monetize that birth certificate. They issue, and, you know, I got a Social Security card when I was 16 and I understand that now they're giving them to the babies right in the hospital.
Right. And that's why people, you know, if you don't have your baby in there, if you don't name the baby, they can't give it to the baby. If you don't name the baby. So people are... Actually, if you have to have the baby in the hospital, some people are leaving without naming the baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the
and,
people
and
that are
the
people that are aware.
Yeah,
of it.
The people that are aware are leaving without naming the baby. Everybody else is getting. You know, if you want a tax write off, then you're going to have a Social Security number by the time you're one.
Oh yeah, the propaganda. What we ought to do is start hiring people just to stand outside the hospital and pass out pamphlets as they go in for delivery.
Yeah, that would be.
Anyway, you know, and I wanted to touch with you on talking about being on the air and getting the word out. When we get back from the break, I'm going to go into that just a little bit, Sherry. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Call in with your questions or comments for Sherry Jackson, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I will be back in three with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wow, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with all this brand new bumper music. I'm really thrilled. I'll tell you what, I've been listening to the same stuff so long, Sherry, and I'm sure the listening audience got a little bit tired of some of it. Okay, let's see. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And, I wanted to mention to you, it's interesting that Deanne Burley had mentioned, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, S-1959 or H.R. 1955, where it's the Homegrown Radicalization and Terrorism Act, which might just silence everybody. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I did a little bit of detail research in my spare time recently on that. It's unfortunate that those of us that speak like we do may be picked up for terrorism.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've got a gentleman coming on my show next week. Now, I'm a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. This other gentleman is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And I don't talk about 9/11. To me, it's past history. It's a catalyst for a lot of the things that have been passed. It's what the elites used as the excuse to do it. But what's interesting is that they had a Homeland Security hearing where this gentleman, Mark Weitzman, I believe his name is, I call him Weaselman, got up in front of Jane Harman, who was one of the sponsors, or was the sponsor, the main sponsor of this bill, the H.R. 1955, and gave a PowerPoint presentation of all of these jihad websites where they were showing terror and machine guns and all this stuff, you know, and right sandwiched in the middle of those terrorist websites, they had architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so yes, they're trying to tie all of us in. Anybody who believes 9/11 was an inside job, anybody who believes that the Iraq occupation or war is wrong, anybody that does not agree with the malarkey that's coming out of the Bush administration, and remember, I'll take you back. You remember back just shortly after 9/11 happened, Sherry, when George Bush got up on television and he said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes,
you know
I do.
Who he was? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I remember it. He was talking to anybody, within or without.
Right. And what he was saying is, you know, you substitute the word us. Who is us? What he was, so he wasn't lying, because his definition of us is whatever the attitude is or the agenda is of the elite, because he's one of the elite, and that's what their perception is. So if we're not with them on what they want to do with H.R. 1955 or with this income tax, this draconian income tax where they put political prisoners in jail like Irwin Schiff, hopefully it's not going to happen to you. I want you to get your new trial. But if we're not in lockstep with all of these draconian measures that they continue to try to spoon-feed us and get us to accept, then we're with the terrorists. And not only that, but they're going to great lengths to make sure that they have the law on their side so they can take it out on us.
Right.
And that scares me. And you know, and I think of some of the real patriots like yourself, you know, like Joe Bannister. And well, here's another one. I mean, the people that can speak truth to power, Sherry, Cynthia McKinney, got up in front of a congressional committee and just nailed Donald Rumsfeld
right.
on the slave trading. And the ridiculous, weak song and dance that he put on about the laws, rules, and regulations, and shortly thereafter, Cynthia McKinney was run out of office.
Right. She lives about 9 houses down from me. We talk every once in a while.
I know she does. You had mentioned that to me before.
Yeah.
But here's a woman that had some backbone, had some spine, that didn't fall in lockstep with the rest of these.
Right, and here she's out. However they got her out, they got her out. But again, she's... Now, I don't know what she's doing, but she's not being silent at this point, and that's what it's going to take for all of us to just stand up and say, I don't know what. People say, well, why are you doing this? You know, you got to protect your family. I am protecting my family, because if I don't get off my butt and do something now, my children, you know, there's no telling how much. They'll be taking 80% of their resources by the time they're in their 20s. If I don't do anything now, I am fighting.
Well, you know, and people are so myopic, they're so narrow-minded to think, and I'm sure, you know, you're a critical thinker, Sherry. I know that you've thought about this. They said, well, you've got to protect your family. Well, yes, you are protecting your family, because if you don't stop this, and I don't stop this, and we don't stop this now, do you know what's going to happen? If they elect somebody, and I know you've thought of this, if they elect a Hillary Clinton to office and they put in national health care, they're going to force you to go to the doctor. They're going to force you to have a psychological evaluation. They're going to force you to take their shots with the Marisol and cancer viruses in them. They're going to force you to do if you don't do it, you won't have a job. Have you ever taken a look, and I don't know how it is down there where you live, Sherry, but have you ever taken a look at some of these big, large grocery store chains or Walmarts? They're putting clinics in now. You think they're putting them in just for the convenience of the consumer, or do you think that there's something else a little more nefarious in mind, Sherry?
Well, I actually know that there is a plan in place. And that's what I've been telling other people. There is a plan in place. This is not random. So if you're not prepared for the coming economic and cultural earthquake, then you're going to be caught in it.
Mm-hmm. And then we've also got, you know, matter of fact, I had this question posed to me yesterday. We've also got the Chertoff that's on talking about these 20 states that are in opposition to the Real ID, which goes into effect in May. And they're saying, well, you know, if you don't have the Real ID Act, you're not going to be able to get on an airplane or walk into a federal building. Now, I don't know about you, Sherry, but our courthouse, I don't really care to walk into one of those anyway.
No, but I do like to travel, and I think that I think that may be one of the last straws. I've talked to most of the people that I talked to said that they will not get that ID. It's too much like the mark of the beast. We do have, you know, enough Christians left in this country to make that kind of a difference.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to a break. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to pop in with your 2 cents worth. Questions or comments for Sherry Jackson. We'll be back in three with more. I want to hear some more of that good bumper music coming back, too. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate that. See you in a bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Sherry Jackson. And Sherry, let me ask you, speaking of backing down, do you think that Wesley Snipes is going to back down, or do you think he's going to take him to task?
You know, I really don't know, because there have been so many different changes in his so-called strategy. First he had lawyers, and then he didn't, and then he has more different lawyers, so I'm really not sure what's going on. I know from the news that the trial started on Monday, but they're keeping it really, really quiet, because maybe they feel like he has a chance of winning because people like him. And if he wins, you won't hear a peep about it. But if he loses, you'll hear it for 2 weeks on the news.
Oh, sure. But I'll tell you what, you know, wouldn't that be something? You know, you're right. You know, I haven't heard anything about it either. I just got an email this morning from Larkin Rose, who, you know, he obviously fought the 861 argument, which he says that that's what Wesley Snipes is going in there to argue. Now, the strategy is, with a high-profile individual such as that, you would think, based upon, and follow along with me here, Sherry, in the past, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they would have just blasted that all over the news media because of their arrogance and their hubris that they know they're going to win.
Right.
And so, and it would scare the bejesus out of all of the people. But now you notice they're not saying much about this because they've suffered so many defeats of late that if they did, and he walked, for some reason got a not guilty plea,
yes,
that would backfire on him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I tell you, all these people are calling in. They don't want to talk to Sherry, but everybody wants Sherry's information on how to opt out of Social Security. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go back. Let's go to the phone, Sherry. Okay, let's
okay.
go. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael and Sherry. Go ahead.
Yes. Good for you. Bless you. Thank you so very much. Your program yesterday and the information that you gave was absolutely excellent. I'm looking forward to the next installment in remediation. For your guest, I can't thank her enough for her valor and bravery in the face of a criminal element that has infested this once great republic. I can't tell you how much I admire you and your efforts to wake up that next generation, and obviously you've applied it and demonstrated it right in your own family, and I think that's where it has to start.
Yes.
At the family and in the church.
Yes, it does.
I was wondering within the battle lines that you see in your particular area, Nat, where are the churches that are supposedly there not only for their communities but for the family? Why and how have they corrupted the churches so very well that they're so frightened that they can't speak? And what would be a logical step to take as far as educating these pastors as far as the quote-unquote presumed requirement for the 501c3 status?
Well, the first thing is to get them out of the 501c3. There's a group of pastors that, you know, they're living in fear, and they fall back on give unto Caesar and obey authority, and when they're brought to task about it, they just walk away. Like, most of the people that were named in the Bible were named because they obeyed God and disobeyed the authority today. And then you go back and start talking about the three Hebrew boys and even the midwives. They were told by the Pharaoh to kill the babies. They didn't do it. And so they don't have an excuse. But we've got some strong pastors around here, but I think that a lot of them feel threatened about the 501c3, and then there are a lot that aren't, like mine. And then you've got, I think his name is Rod Parsley, who I actually, somebody emailed me one of his messages, and it was actually on, I think it was YouTube or something, where he actually got into fractional reserve banking during the sermon. They've gone after him. But these other people out here, they're just, you know, wanting to not rock the boat either, because if they rock the boat at church, then their big givers might go away. So you got the same problem within the churches, many of the churches, but you do have some pastors that are standing up. There's Pastor Weaver that wrote the book, The Christian and Civil Government, Romans 13, which is a wonderful book that explains that, you know, civil disobedience, what happened to that? Everybody's comfortable. You know, we're comfortable, and that's a problem.
Not too much longer. I was wondering, considering the fraud that's going on with Sequoia and the voting machines and the suppression of the truth via the commercial media, what are your thoughts? I was wondering if you had heard in regard to the Ron Paul community sponsoring a nationwide micro-broadcast-type application where we'd gather up our own pennies and just put up micros everywhere so that nobody would have an excuse not to be aware.
It's happening on a smaller scale. People have a limited amount of time, and unfortunately, the media is definitely about making sure nobody knows who Ron Paul is, or if anybody finds out about him, he's, you know, the laughing stock guy. So it is up to us. Fortunately, I was with my mother yesterday, and passed by a Ron Paul sign. I have a Ron Paul sticker. I have a Ron Paul stamp. But, you know, it starts at home. It starts with an individual. And,
Yeah, it's all grassroots. We have to do it ourselves.
The churches could speak out if they weren't 501c3, if they weren't concerned about losing their 501c3. I don't know if you're aware, but there's about six large pastors all over the country that Charles Grassley with the Senate Finance Committee is going after. We're hoping that people will go out and get Freedom of Fascism DVDs to these pastors at their home and at their church so they can see, you know, this is a big picture. It's more than just them going after you and the other ones. This is about them trying to find out how much the church is bringing in so that they can get back down to people who aren't filing within the church but that are giving tithes and offerings.
All right, Bill, thank you for your input. I appreciate it. We've got to move on. Let's go to Rick in Alabama. Rick, you're on with Sherry and Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your show's great, man. Unfortunately, I think maybe the people that need to be listening to this don't listen to it because they're watching football, NASCAR, American Idol, and that kind of thing. And, you know, of course, they're brainwashed, whatever, but is there something that pass out flyers to get people's interest with a website that they can go to and that kind of thing, and, you know, instead of a bumper sticker? Bumper stickers are great, but they don't really explain what this person is about or what's really going on. You know what I mean?
You're talking about flyers for Ron Paul?
Well, yeah, not just Ron Paul. I'm just talking about everything else that's going on in this country.
You know,
people don't really know about it.
Yeah, Rick, you know, it's very, very easy. And I don't know. I haven't looked in RBN's website as far as what they have as flyers or if they even have any flyers. I know RBN is, you know, they're shipping out Freedom to Fascism by the hundreds. And we're doing what we can do. But, you know, Rick, you can make up a flyer on any topic that you want. And we, as the bringers of the message, we can't do it all. We don't have time to do it all. But that's why we ask that the people out there in the listening audience, such as yourselves and Bill in Idaho and all the other ones out there, take the initiative to invite people to RBN. Make up some of your own flyers. It's very, very inexpensive.
Yeah, I know, but it's got to be like a countrywide effort, not just me here in the small town.
I agree with you, Rick, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that I can put it out there and I say, okay, folks, let's all make up a flyer. And I'm not sure. Maybe RBN has one because they were saying something about including something in a freedom to fascism including a freedom to fascism in something. I don't know. I haven't talked to John lately, so I don't know.
Maybe,
but
like
what's that?
Banners all over America, like you know, directing people to certain stations or certain websites, you know what I mean? So, like on the side of a highway, a lot of traffic going through there, you know?
Right.
No. I totally agree with you. I'm sure, Sherry, you agree with this. You do agree, right, Sherry?
Yes. And, you know, Ron Paul has meetup groups, and the Freedom to Fascism has people that have Freedom to Fascism groups also.
Well, as I took a trip over to Scottsdale just the other day, and all the way down Shea Boulevard on both sides of the street on every phone pole is a Ron Paul sign. You know, so there are people taking the initiative to get out and do it. Do we need more? Of course we do. But and can RBN do it all, or can I do it all? No, of course we can't. It's great input. You have a point, and I would like to see more people, Rick, take the initiative to start making up these flyers. Order 100 copies of Freedom to Fascism from RBN. Stick them in the flyer. Go door to door to your neighbors and give them away. There's a lot of people that are out there doing that. That's the only way that we're going to win, because mainstream corporately controlled media is not going to help us.
Yeah,
right. I have at least 10 in my purse at once, and I give them out to all the policemen and firemen that I see.
And, you know, speaking of the police and firemen, now there are some police that have the attitude, you know, they've got a badge on, so like an IRS agent, they've got this power thing. But what they need to understand as well, and by the way, I know they monitor my broadcast, and the feds also monitor my website because I see them hitting it every day. And I'm going to tell you guys the same thing, and this is for the policemen, and this is for the feds out there, okay? You're nothing more than the front line. They eat their own. You're expendable as well, and when they get through with you, when the doo-doo, or when, as Sherry says, when the boo-boo comes down, and they're all done with you, you're no different than us because you're a citizen as well. And I want you to think about that and think about it real hard, because you're the one that's putting your life on the line to uphold and to law enforce their laws. And their laws are nothing more than moving towards an agenda of a one-world government in which you're going to be part of it. All right, I'm through with my rant.
Hey, you got a great show, man.
Well, thank you, Rick. You've got anything else for us?
That's pretty much it. I mean, you know, I've seen the RBN website and everything, and it's really informative. But, you know, if I say the word RBN, people are like, what is that? Is that a basketball team or something?
Well, but, okay, let me ask you a question. All right, how are you listening right now? Are you on a microstation?
I'm on a station that has maybe four listeners, and the rest of them just listen to the station because it's funny. They think it's crazy.
They listen to RBN because they think we're crazy?
Well, not RBN, but this other station that, you know, is about to go out of business or something like that.
Okay. They listen to RBN. Well, okay. At any rate, let me see. I'll touch base with John or Sandra, or maybe you can call into the office and talk to them and ask them if they have any flyers available. They may very well have. I don't know. But if they do or if they don't, you know, if they do order some, if they don't, you know, take some initiative. If you want to, you know, drop a flyer, I'm sure that they will. They'll print some of them off and they'll give them out with the Freedom to Fascism, because, you know, we're all about getting Ron Paul elected. We're all about turning this system around. And that's what we do 24/7, buddy. All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this, you know, look at these people, these patriots. Sherry Jackson, former IRS agent, stands up for the truth. You know, Cynthia McKinney stands up for the truth. Joe Bannister stands up for the truth. Irwin Schiff stands up for the truth. All these people spoke truth to power, and some of them are political prisoners now. We've got to stop this. I've just got a message here that said there is a place on our webpage that anyone can download and print. So go ahead and go in there and look for that, Rick. See,
okay,
that'll give you something. That's your, it says there's a place on RBN's webpage that anyone can download and print. So go in there and take a look at it. All right, thanks for the call. Okay, Sherry, let's go to Charlene in Missouri. Charlene, you're on with Sherry Jackson, Michael Herzog. Go ahead.
Hi. Am I on the air? Hello?
Yeah, yes, you're on the air, Charlene. Go ahead. You've got the floor. You can have the rest of the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody was just saying he wished he had a really good flyer or something, and I think John Stapmiller said for only 40 cents you could get a whole copy of something put out by the American Free Press or something like that. The whole thing's dedicated to all the stands that Ron Paul has, and for just 40 cents, you can get that to go with the Freedom to Fascism tape, and that's not very much. And
okay, now wait a minute. This is on the American Free Press website?
Yeah, but John Stapmiller was offering them, their cost is 40 cents, and he said for 40 cents, you could hand one out with your Freedom to Fascism tape. It's about a three-page deal, I think. I was thinking of getting some and put them in the local laundromat. People have to wait for their wash, or just wherever you can. And I thought it was a great deal. It has all that info all right together. You can't beat it for 40 cents.
Oh, I'm the first to agree. And I remember hearing him say that AmericanFreePress.net, I believe, is it?
Yeah, but you can get it through RBN just when you order the Freedom to Fascism.
Okay. Then Rick, call in to Sandra or Julie and order 100 Freedom to Fascisms, and they'll send you 100 flyers, and go out and knock on every door in your neighborhood, and then report back to me. That's your homework. And Sherry, you too. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Charlene, anything else?
Tell Sherry, everybody can pray for everybody. I pray for Sherry and Ed and Elaine and the border guards and everybody else that is being totally scammed. And we can all do that.
Yes, thank you. That's very important.
And thank you, both of you, your great show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, Sherry, speaking of that, she's talking about Ed and Elaine Brown. Did you see this? I just read a report the other day. It's very short. These other four people that were supposedly implicated with Ed and Elaine Brown, they're charging them with manufacturing bombs that supposedly, according to the feds, were out on the hanging in the trees, that if they would have shot from the windows, it would have blown up if the feds would have, you know, went for the house. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. That's just
I heard, and I put that out there. I heard nothing about that. I know when they raided Jason, I don't remember the guy's name, but they supposedly found a pipe in his garage that could have been used to make a pipe bomb, and now they're saying that he has admitted that was making bombs, and he had them, you know, displaced at different places, different trees upon the property, and so forth. I mean, it just, you know, it just never stops, Sherry. You know the audacity. I mean, and I've asked myself many times, and I'm sure you have too. What kind of an individual can be so soulless, so conscienceless, so nefarious, so evil to be able to carry this out for a paycheck?
One whose God is Mammon.
I mean, it's like you have to check your integrity in at the door.
Well, they don't. A lot of them, it just doesn't have it anymore, unfortunately.
And they think they've justified it to think that they're doing, you know, the right thing. You know,
I compare it to Nazi Germany. I was just doing my job. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and again, you know, like Rick calling in, Charlene calling about the flyers and so forth. Folks, hey, Sherry Jackson is out there giving out freedom to fascism. RBN is giving out freedom to fascism. You've got to get out and start knocking on your neighbor's door, because the mainstream corporate media is not going to tell them about Ron Paul. We'll be back with a final segment, Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, with my special guest, the Honorable Sherry Jackson. We will be back in 3.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way.
Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back with the final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, and my special guest, Sherry Jackson of Freedom to Fascism fame. You know, Sherry, I've got the greatest listeners in the world, and I'll tell you why. It's not a day goes by that I don't throw something out there that I don't have, that somebody doesn't come back with an email that says they do have it. So let me read this to you folks. I have a TIF copy of Form SSA-521. Request for withdrawal of application for a social security number. And that comes from Mike. And Mike, I thank you very much. I'm going to send him an email back and give him the address of where to send this to me. And then, folks, I'm going to post it on my website. But don't be jumping all over my website right now, because I've got to leave when the show is over, and I'm not going to be able to get to it until I get back. So with that, Sherry, in closing, what would you like to leave for my audience?
I would like the audience to think about spending some time, the time that they maybe, and I don't know your audience, but a lot of people spend a lot of time doing things that could be left. I've stopped watching a lot of television, not that I watched a lot anyway, but, you know, the time that I have, I try to find a way to make this a better country and help my children and everybody else's children. Like, the most important thing, unfortunately, people don't like to read, and some people won't even read a one-page flyer, but they like movies. So find movies like Freedom and Fascism, not too complex, and let the people know they're accountable. Once they see the movie, once they learn that information, they can't unlearn it. They've got to deal with it somehow. And if somebody sees the movie in a year from now, they're called to jury duty. They're going to think about, hey, you know what, I really don't know whether this is right or not. So I would ask them to continue to pray that the darkness be brought to light and that we prevail in this situation, because if we don't, I hate to see what this country is going to be like.
Well, I think we know what it's going to be like, and that's why it's important for us, Sherry, to stand up. We've all got to step up to the plate and fight this thing, because we don't have any choice.
No.
We can't do what we've been doing for 30 years, 40 years, and just saying, yeah, remember that when they used to say, oh, yeah, well, we know it's coming, but, you know, that's 30, 40 years off. We're not going to worry about it right now.
Yeah. With housing and taxes and inflation and gold and all the stuff that's going on right now, there's no way we won't have a drastic change this year. No way. It's going to change.
No, and we've got to do something about it. Sherry, Ron Paul is the last shot we've got.
Unfortunately.
If any of these other people, and I've went in and looked, I've read who their handlers are, and their handlers read like a who's who of nefarious criminals.
Right.
It's a big new Brzezinski and Richard Haas and all these people. You know, Henry Kissinger, I mean, gagged me with a spoon, for crying out loud. We're done. We're done. You might as well, you might as well toss in the towel. You might as well head for the hills. And I never got to the immigration issue in any great respect. But, yeah, you better be looking for a place to run, because health care is coming down. The police state is going to tighten up the noose on you to a point you're not going to be able to go from here to the grocery store without having somebody say, papers, please.
It'll be our fault. Nobody else to blame. Nobody.
No. No, and there, you know, one day when you face your maker and your maker asks what happened to you, what did you just do to stop this, you're going to have to answer. And this is why we do what we do, and this is why you guys, if you're not already, and I know a lot of you are out there, you need to do this. You need to get up, take action. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an honor, dear.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right. You have a good rest of the day. Okay, folks. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Tim Wingate, Riding Point tomorrow. I'll be calling in for a little bit. And again Monday. And then Tim Wingate Tuesday. Then when I get back, we're going to have Judge Andrew Napolitano. So, stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Statner. I'm sure he's probably got a good show. And if he doesn't have a good show, listen anyway. See you when I get back, guys. Talk to you later. Bye. I'm not ready to back down.
since 1990.